Good morning. We're starting Chayadam Klal Samach Gimel. So the Samach Gimel, the Chayadam goes through other brachas that we say in different scenarios. So it's an aggregate of many different brachas. Chazal Mastankan brachas, which are referred to as Birchas HaShevach. So they're not for because we're getting some type of benefit. The Birchas HaNehenen. They're not Birchas HaMitzvahs. They're not part of Tefillah. But the brachas that Chazal put in place when a person sees various scenarios which arouse an appreciation of the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu who's done on the Bria, or the power of Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's expressing himself in the Bria, a person should be aroused to give a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the first one he says is Harayi Lanus Toibus, or Briyos Toibus, Nois, Mikol Am Va'am. So there's a bracha that the Baruch Hu makes such an extraordinary individual or extraordinary item in the Bria. The Baruch Hu has such things in the Bria. So this applies both to the example of Ilanus Tavis or Bria's Tavis. It's not limited to Ilanus Tavis. It would be an extraordinary item which the Baruch Hu makes in the Bria. So theoretically, a person would go to see the redwoods in California. Extraordinary trees, so tall and big, etc. He make a bracha of shekacha lebeilamai. Person sees a person of exceedingly beautiful person. He make a bracha shekacha lebeilamai. But davka pam rishon kisharoyosam. This halacha is not like you have certain brachas that you say every. You can say them again and again every 30 days, the average scenario. Well, this is only said the first time you see such a thing. So once a person's seen such a thing like that, he does not make the bracha again in his lifetime on that item or something similar, unless the second one is more striking than the first one. Now, the Chayyim then says in parentheses, we do not seem to be saying this bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person would say Baruch Shekacha LeBeilamai without Shem HaMalchus, but there does not seem to be the minhag to say this bracha. So the question is, why has this bracha fallen by the wayside? Chen Inon Mavorchim Al Kushi Benanus. There's a lacha of a bracha of Mishan Abrius. A person sees an individual which has been shaped extraordinarily different than usual. The bracha of Mishan Abrius, we don't make that bracha either. So why is that? She just pointed out this is only said once because it's something which is extraordinary. The fact that it's so different than what your person is used to arouses a bracha. If you don't make the bracha the first time, you lose it. Merely the huadin b'chol brachas, because the hasam abrachi he ala simcha kara avra, huadin b'kulam akima shein on regilam b'tamei b'zeh ein lano shinei gadol. We're used to seeing people. This person is more beautiful. We're used to seeing trees. This tree is a little bit bigger, so it doesn't have the impact which would generate this bracha. So we'd have to say something which is unique. The change is so unique that it's like you've never seen anything like that before. Then this bracha would apply. Which means, for example, say a person has never went to see any of the caverns and you see the stalactites and stalagmites formations. So a person has never seen anything similar to that at all in his lifetime. So there, the Chayyim says the bracha, Shekacha LeBeilamai, could be said Hashem HaMalchus, because you've never seen anything like it. But you've seen trees, you've seen big trees, this is a bigger tree. It doesn't have the same type of impact on the person, so even though the person is looking at these gigantic trees, it doesn't, the bracha of Shekacha LeBeilamai is not said with Hashem HaMalchus. I've seen beautiful people, this person is more beautiful, again, so it doesn't have aroused the same level of hispilus that would require this bracha. We've seen people in Nebuch which are somewhat, they have some type of deformation, some type of something happened and they're born a certain way. So this person is more mishuna. So again, the bracha is not said. And since this is a bracha, which is a once in a lifetime bracha, so when I never end up going to, well, in each item, such item is only said once. So you say once in trees. So a person would grow up in a place that there's only desert, there's no trees, and the first time in his life he sees a beautiful tree, a big tree. He says, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" He would say the bracha of Shekachal Abelomoy. He wouldn't say it again. He wouldn't say it if he sees a bigger tree, because it doesn't have the same level of hispilus. But the first time he would see such a thing, he would make such a bracha. So that's one example where it would apply. I do think applies with the Shem HaMalchus is in the caverns. That's something which the person never seen anything similar to that type of formation. So the person would be able to make a bracha, Shem HaMalchus. Have a good day.